Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Oh, there's a list. There's a list of outdated slang words that you still use. And it says that it dates you and it tells everybody how old you are when you use them.
Yeah, but I like to embrace that, Anna. I don't necessarily look at that as a bad thing all the time.
Yeah, it popped up on my newsfeed earlier today. And ironically, I looked at number 14 and I'm like, oh, no.
One of your favorites?
Oh, gosh. So if you missed the show yesterday, I said this. Because my six-year-old still thinks I'm cool. You heard her. My six-year-old thinks I'm the bee's knees.
Yeah, I don't really know that she's paying attention to what you're doing all that often, right?
Yeah.
But at some point.
What's more alarming, the fact that I said bee's knees or that you just rolled with it like it was completely normal?
We've been to improv class together, all right? We've worked together for 10 years. It's my job to support you, even when you sound stupid.
Right.
Or
it's
old.
True. Yep. Bee's knees. Like, that's... Even when I was young, old people said that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's weird.
Don't know where you got that tomfoolery.
Yeah. Do you want to hear some of these top words that age you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I think a lot of them, I mean, number four is something I hear come out of your mouth 7 to 8 times a day.
I was going to say I could give you my favorites early on, or we could just wait till we see where they pop up.
You tell me what words you use regularly, slang terms, and I'll tell you what number on the list makes it and how old you are.
I love to say peace.
Peace.
Peace out, bro.
Peace out.
I'm Audi 5000.
You are so old, it's not even on this list.
Oh my gosh, come on.
Sorry about that.
All right, that's hurtful.
Well, home slice, you say home slice, that's number 17.
Yep, okay, that's good. I like that one.
Old. What other ones you say?
I mean, those are the ones that I say with regularity. Word. Also, word is on there.
Coming in number 4.
All right.
That was the one that I say you say all the time, and I'm like, nobody says that anymore, Raven.
Oh,
like,
no, I'm saying it.
Yeah, word. No. Yeah. And bruh. Bruh is on this list. My six-year-old started saying bruh.
Yeah.
And I don't correct her because I think it's so cute. I think it's so cute.
That's why I'm saying it again. It's like the third or fourth life cycle I've had in my lifetime that I'm saying it again.
No, it's different when a 40-something-year-old man says bruh versus a little six-year-old girl where she looks at me and she'd be like, Ma, you think we could go get some ice cream? And I'll be like, later. And she'd be like, bruh.
Oh, no, she's saying it different, too. I'm a little bit more dismissive with my bruh.
Mm. Number 3 on the list of most outdated words that you should not use. People still do. Sweet.
Okay. Sweet was never one of my favorites.
Mm. Number 2, stoked.
Stoked. Yeah.
What does stoked even mean? Yeah. I know it means like excited, but why?
Yeah.
Do we know?
I don't know, because you're stoked. You're stoked to do it.
And number 1 is gnarly. I never was into gnarly. Gnarly's old.
Gnarly was one that was so, it was like lightning in a bottle, right? Mm-hmm. When they were saying it at that moment, you knew even then that this thing is dated, right?
Yeah.
It's going to come and go quickly. So I never really committed to it because I knew it would date me.
One of our listeners said number 12 on the list on the show yesterday, and we giggled about it. It's thebomb.com.
Oh.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I don't know why they put the .com on it now. They're trying to update this thing.
No,
but
they didn't update it, Raven. That's the old thing that people used to say. You're just so old that at that point, you're already too old for bomb.com.
You might be right.
Chef Plum's done all the hard work in the kitchen, so Anna and Raven don't have to.
Raven insists that you can make baked CD in a Dutch oven when he goes camping.
Well, here's the thing, Anna. I've never really taken on the cooking before, right? You know, burgers, steaks, all those type of things, top of the grill. But this is something that I can put all the ingredients in one thing, give it a little time to sit, and boom, magic comes out the other side.
I'm not even certain I know what a Dutch oven is, honestly. Joining us, it's Chef Plum, 6-time Emmy-nominated chef. You can find his podcast wherever you get your podcasts at Plum Love Foods. Plum, is it possible to go camping and make a baked ziti in a Dutch oven? And I need to know what a Dutch oven is.
You know, I was wondering where this was going when you asked me about this, and now it kind of all makes sense. Let's talk about what a Dutch oven is first, Anna, so you can understand that. Dutch oven is basically a cast iron pan with a top. You know, think about like a pot you might cook pasta in, but it's made out of cast iron and has a top to it. What's so great about them is how well they hold heat and evenly distribute the heat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what a Dutch oven is. Heavy for camping. Hope you're not hiking very far.
No, I'm not hiking, bro. I'm pulling in the van and I'm parking it right there. I'm about 15 yards from the fire. But the great thing about the Dutch oven too, Anna, is that when you're camping and you're camping with a cooking fire, it's not like it's even. It's not like you're turning it on like your grill or your stove right. or whatever. So you don't have total control. So it's you're dropping it right in the fire. You're putting coals on top of it and you're counting on that cast iron to make it bake correctly.
Raven said he had to season his cast iron grill. Now that I know what it is, I'm not really sure what he did to season it and why you would have to season it for Bake City.
Well, seasoning is very, very important on that. So basically you want to you create a layer of oil or fat inside the pan so it makes things not stick to it as much. So a lot of people will use like a vegetable spray or olive oil and put it in the oven for half an hour to kind of help season that pan up. Because if you don't want to scrub these pans, you can mess up the coating on them and scratch them. And you know, once they scratch, they'll rust. So you got to be really careful when you clean them.
Wait a minute. He made it sound like it was an all-day thing. You just put oil inside the pan?
Dude, I did like four layers of it because when you go with sauce, first off, with a new pan, it will stain it basically and affect its flavor forever.
Okay.
I'm dropping in my sausage. I'm cooking it right in the same oven. And it's just the crumblings really of it. And then I'm dumping in my pasta sauce. It says to add 2 cups of water.
Yep, very important.
Throw in my pasta on top of it, and then basically stir in my ricotta and my Parmesan cheese, and then cook this sucker for like 50 minutes.
Yeah, it's so simple because you're adding the water to your sauce because that water is going to be absorbed by the pasta in there. You know, listen, it's for a camping dish. It's going to be delicious. The pasta is going to be overcooked, no doubt. But it's fine because you're eating it at camping. Your friends are going to be there with you. It's going to be a delicious dish. I think it all makes total sense. I don't know about putting the coals on top of the Dutch oven. That might be something I wouldn't do. Just for safety's sake, you know, you're going to be there. You're probably enjoying some adult libations. The less coals around the pan, the better. Just kind of put it in the fire, you know?
What do you mean? Wait a minute. You drink while you camp? I don't know who this person is.
Mm.
I don't know. It's crazy.
And it's simple, basically. 5 minutes or 10 minutes before it's done, I'm going to let it bake for like 45, 50 minutes, and we're ready to eat. Pull the top off. Dump some more cheese in there. Give it a good stir, Anna. 5 more minutes there, and we're ready to eat.
Now, let me give you the pro move here for that. Even though you seasoned it, it's still going to be a pain in the butt to clean at a campsite. Take a little wax paper or, you know, baking parchment paper, cut into a circle so it fits the bottom of your pan and bring it with you, and put that in the bottom of your Dutch oven. That's going to make cleaning it so much easier.
I could put the parchment paper right in there? Are you crazy? Mm-hmm. Is you sure?
Yeah, right.
It doesn't poison your food?
Right. When I do the sausage, I could put that in there too? I put it right on top of it? Are you serious?
I mean, I would cook the sausage and then put the pan paper in there, but, you know.
Okay.
$25 says Raven burns the Dutch oven and then just throws it away. $25.
I mean, if it's that bad, if the carnage is really.
Told you. Yeah.
That would be upsetting.
All right. Chef Plum, you can check out his podcast, Plum Love Foods, wherever you get podcasts or chefplum.com. Thank you, Plum. It's Fired Friday. You tell us what went terribly wrong at your job, and then we're going to guess whether or not you got fired. Sherry.
I had one of those included the wrong person on the email situation.
Mm-hmm.
My manager forwarded me an email from his boss, and he complained, called her names, all the usual stuff he does about her, and asked me to go ahead and take on the project she told him to do. Fast forward a couple weeks, I'd totally forgotten. I had to reach back out to her, accidentally included the original email.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to be honest with you. That scares the heck out of me. When I see that there's an email chain where, you know, when somebody gets added or they're taken off, but then there's some kind of smack being talked about that person that was added or taken off and you see it in the chain. Do you know how many times I've read emails that I have scrolled down and I'm like, I definitely wasn't supposed to see that.
Yeah.
I think it happens a lot more than people realize. And you have to be careful because you don't realize the rest of the chain is on there for anybody to see.
I mean, don't talk smack in email.
It's not always even just smack. It's just information privy to certain people versus others.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to be careful when you're doing that with threads or whatever. I'm going to say you didn't get fired, though.
I'm going to say you did get fired.
But were you saying anything in the emails?
Okay.
Did you heap it on?
No, I did not.
Okay. So,
no,
I mean,
I did not.
So if you did not heap it on, then I'm going to say that you did not get fired. I'm going to say that he got fired or he got reprimanded.
I think that maybe you didn't get fired at that moment, but you eventually got fired for something else because he made a paper trail.
So actually, Raven, you're correct. I did not get fired. Actually, he ended up getting fired. She had been trying to get him to go for a while, mm-hmm. and this actually ended up creating the paper chain she needed.
Right.
I was safe. He was not. But I did see my job flash before my eyes. Yeah. For sure. And he wanted to get me fired.
I think that that wins you points in all sorts of different areas. Number one, you didn't chime in, which is a big deal. Number two, you took on the task, even though it wasn't yours, because your immediate supervisor brought it to you. And number three, you took on the tedious role that she was probably assigning him because, again, she wanted him to complain because she already said she wanted him out. Unprofessional of her, by the way, to also relate to you that she had wanted him out prior. But hey, that's how workspace is. People say more and do more than they should. Next time somebody talks junk on an email, nobody say a word.
Yeah. Oh, I'm congratulations. I'm glad you got to keep your job.
Thank you.
Paul, how about you? What happened at your job? You tell us what went wrong. We're going to guess whether or not you got fired.
So I was running an errand in the company car, and I was using the company card to purchase what I needed. And in the process, I lost the company card. And then I was so frazzled on the way back, I hit another car with the company car when I was parking.
Oh, God.
So it was sort of a two-in-one bad day.
Yeah, you're fired. I mean, I'm going to fire you. I mean, even if I say, oh, that's terrible. It's not your fault. It's not the end of the world, blah, blah, blah. I'm probably going to fire you. I've decided that day that you're going to be fired. You're not going to be here a long time.
You hit another car, lost the credit card on the same day. What's the company? What's the industry?
It was for film.
For film. Yeah, I think those guys get fired.
I did not get fired.
Oh, you got lucky. So what happened?
Indie film project or what? Because if I'm Spielberg, you're dead.
It was mid-sized. And the person who I was working for at the time had an experience that was similar but worse. So he was forgiving.
That's nice. It's always good when the boss is like, don't worry, this happened to me before. And then you don't feel so bad.
I guess. Right? Be like, that's two strikes in one afternoon. I might give you the next morning to show me something incredible. But then, time's up.
Fired Friday. What went terribly wrong at work? And then, we'll all guess, did you get fired? Walter.
Well, I worked for an interior designer, and there was brand new flooring installed in this house, but it had to be protected while some workers were still there. And I was the assistant for this interior designer, so I had to put down protective paper. And I was cutting it, but I neglected to think where I was cutting it, which was on the floor. And I put a big score mark across the brand new floor. It was around 3 feet.
Ooh, that's a tough one because that costs money.
Okay, did I miss it? How long were you working at that time?
I had worked for this interior designer for a year.
Had you made any mistakes like this previously?
Nothing to that level, but it was my first assistant job.
Okay.
I'm going to guess you did not get fired. If you get reamed, it's a problem. Anything like that happens again, you're definitely fired. And and I'm billing you.
Right.
You know?
I think that I agree with Raven. I don't think you get fired for that. I think you get just a, hey, please don't ever do this again. This is a big mistake.
Yeah, well, it ended up costing almost $10,000. So he ended up having to fire me.
Aww.
I mean, that's the thing is, if you cost me $10,000, I'm going to get my $10,000 out of you before I fire you. That's what I'm going to do.
Not him.
I'm just going to make your next $10,000 you earn payroll hell. Yeah. Hell on earth for you.
I mean, he didn't do it on purpose. That stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have fired you. I mean, if somebody wanted somebody's head to be responsible, I would have just been like, okay, you're not on this account. Don't show your face around this client again. But other than that, I mean, mistakes do happen.
Well, I'm sorry you got fired. Did you bounce back and find something else?
Oh, yeah. We're fine. This is the earth back, you know.
He's like, I do floors all the time now. I don't screw anything up.
Every time I see that guy, though, he mentions it.
Heather, what happened at work? We're going to guess whether or not you got fired.
I was a waitress, and a couple of things went awry on this shift. So first of all, I am seating a family, and I have a tray of waters, and all of a sudden, my tray tips, and I spill all of the waters all over the grandmother of the party.
Oh, the grandmother.
Mm. Oh, yeah, the head matriarch of the table. Then we were serving this expensive catfish, taking a couple of the catfish up the stairs, and I tripped, spill the catfish everywhere. I just tried to make a joke that it was a flying fish, and nobody laughed.
Okay, did anything else happen that day?
The last thing is that there was a woman who gave me a list of allergies. The kitchen was already mad, figured I would just put in, know this, know that, on the computer. they still put one of these items in her salad. She had to take a Benadryl, and it was a whole thing. I had to offer free dessert.
Okay.
I mean, if that all happened in one day, I'm going to fire you.
Okay.
But the last thing isn't your fault. Dishes get dropped, and glasses do go over.
Why are you seating a table when you have a tray full of water?
Yeah.
Just do what every other server does and ignore the front.
Right.
You know? Right. So did you mark that it was an allergy and the kitchen screwed it up?
No, I had the list in front of me and I marked it as like seven things. Yeah.
Because I think that people probably get fired because the allergy thing is so important right now that if that was your fault and those other things happened, that's grounds to probably lose your job. I think the other day you just had a bad day and you're going to be working a whole lot more lunches instead of dinners.
Fair to say. So what happened?
I did get fired.
Mm. Oh.
Well, maybe you just weren't a good server.
Right. She was a terrible server.
I mean, honestly, though, I was a horrible server. Right. Never okay. again.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you have to learn that. So people think like, oh, I could do, anybody could be a waitress.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody could serve. No. That's not true.
That is not the way it works.
Nope. Not at all.
Treat your wait staff nicely.
Yeah, that's
they have
true.
A hard job.
They sure do.
Yeah. When they're good.
Yes. Sadly, in our industry, when people get fired, it usually happens on a Friday.
Mm.
So that's how we came up with Fired Friday. You call and tell us what went terribly wrong at work at 1-800-330-9999. Then we all guess whether or not you got fired.
It's a fun game. Really makes you feel good, too, if you've had a bad day.
Except if you're the one telling the story.
Well.
Robin.
So my first time writing a contract for my boss, where he's in the real estate business, I moved the decimal point over one, and it meant that he lost a couple of $1,000 for his commission rate.
Oh my gosh. And there was no way to get it back?
No. The other realtor was pretty firm that everybody had signed the contract already, and that was just the way it was.
It's your first contract, though. Somebody should have looked over that before it got handed over. If you're working for me regular and this happens, you get fired. If you're working for a large firm, I guess they might have some way to cover that, but that's a serious problem in the office. We're not working together again.
Oh my gosh. Is this the first time you'd made a mistake like that? That's always my question.
Yes, but it was also, you know, it didn't get caught. So there's been a couple times where the mistakes have been caught, and so it was okay, but this time it just didn't get caught.
Okay, then I think you got fired, because if you'd made a mistake in the past and somebody else picked up on it and this time it snuck through, you've already been warned. Like, that's a big deal. When you're messing with your boss's money, I could see where that becomes a fireable offense.
I did not get fired, thankfully.
Oh, good.
But it definitely, I didn't get a raise, obviously, and I didn't get a bonus. Obviously. Mm-hmm. And then definitely it's one of those where he's watching me pretty tightly now. And if I make another wrong move, you know, three strikes and you're out kind of a deal.
I mean, you can't blame him for that, right?
Bill, how about you? What happened at work? We're going to guess whether or not you got fired.
All right. Well, working in an escape room, they have these late hours. And the way it works is that you have brackets of time that people set up appointments for so they can use the space. And the owners and the managers found out that a copious amount, if not practically everybody on the staff, was filling up the late night appointments. So then this way they didn't have to stay late. The workers were actually filling out those appointments. So this way we can close out the building early.
Oh, if 100% you get fired for that. If you find out that your employees are cheating the system so you can make less money so they can leave earlier, I 100% think that you guys got fired.
I fire everybody on that shift, everybody in the building. Anybody who I even think was aware?
Mostly everyone did get fired, except me. I didn't. I was one out of three people that they didn't fire for some reason.
Were you one of the people that did it or no? Did they have no proof it was you?
No, not only did they have no proof of me, I didn't know how to do it. If I did know how to do it, I probably would have, because it seemed to be very convenient. I just didn't know.
Oh, that's messed up. But all right. See, your ignorance kept your job. There you go. Do you ever have to miss a family event or a friend's get together and then they never let you live it down? It's like you committed a mortal sin mm-hmm. that you now have to pay for the rest of your life.
You know, and here's the thing, all right? Those dates, those anniversaries, those times that you miss, they're going to come up again. You made a decision with the best information that you had, with the best of worst options that you had at the time, and then you move forward. And why? Why do I always have to be reminded of this?
Oh, my gosh. My parents are still mad at me. Now, we are almost 2 weeks out from Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still mad that I did not have Easter with them. I've never missed an Easter with my parents, except for the year I got married. We were on our honeymoon, which they deemed to be the only reason that it was okay for me to miss Easter with them. But this year...
And even then, bad choice, Anna.
Oh, right. I mean, if they had their... I would have came home and then
left
again.
Two honeymoons on Easter.
Exactly. Like, when we planned our wedding, I wasn't aware it was so close to Easter the week before.
My gosh.
But anyway, this year, Easter coincided with my kids' spring break, and we had planned to go look at colleges and you know, do some vacationing. I told my mom 6 months earlier we were not going to be around for Easter. And at first she was like, okay, and she didn't act like it was a big deal. But as it came closer, it became a bigger and bigger deal. But why do you have to go? Why do you have to go then? Why can't you just stay? Because that's the girls' break, and I want to take advantage. And we got a lot of schools to visit over the next couple of years. Like, I just want to knock it out.
Yeah.
They're so mad. Like, they're still so mad. I don't know what to do about it.
And they're grown-ups, mm-hmm. and you're grown-up.
Yep.
Which means that they're going to be mad until this is over. And by this, I mean life.
They made me promise that I would never miss another holiday ever again. That was a real conversation I had with my parents.
It's not just the shame that you brought on yourself, Anna. It's the shame that you put on your children.
I'm seriously. And the worst part was that my kids were sad about it. While we were on vacation, having a grand time, you know, going to church and doing all the beautiful things and being in a beautiful place.
They had to pout.
That, right. They missed no. They missed their cousins and all that. I'm never making that mistake again.
I mean, you see your cousins the next weekend. You're a huge Italian family. You're all always together.
See my cousins the next weekend. We saw them the day we got back. 1-800-330-9999. What was the event that you missed and your family is still making you pay for it?
Mine was my stepdaughter's college graduation, and I had a really important doctor's appointment to go to, and I couldn't get out of it. It was actually pre-op for surgery that was coming up, so I always get the side eye. It's been 3 years now, and I still get the side eye. Like, anytime an event comes up, well, make sure she can come and doesn't have a doctor's appointment. They do air quotes. Like, yes. I was lying.
Yeah, well, as a step-parent, yeah. you're in for that extra ridicule on that one as a step-parent. Yeah.
Yes.
Because it also, you know, if it's kind of that contentious thing, you got the biological is always going to be in their ear going, well, at least I was there. I was your mother, you know.
Yeah, graduation is a tough one to miss.
Yeah, and you know what? The tickets are so restricted anyways, though. You feel like you're doing them a favor, right? Making sure that everybody can get in the building if it need to be or whatever. I hate the graduation ones. They're stressful.
And they're also the most boring because you have to sit through all these other people that you don't know for the 5 seconds that you cheer for your person.
Yeah, it's cool that you were happy to miss it, Heather. Yeah, you know, it's totally cool. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's cool.
Did you ever have to miss something? A friend's event or a family event, a birthday, a holiday, and then your family will never let you live it down? I missed Easter this year with my family. Instead, I took immediate family, my husband and my kids. We went away on vacation. And my mom and dad are still mad. They're still mad that we did not spend Easter with them, the first Easter we've ever missed.
I mean, you're a religious family. Your parents are spiritual, right?
So, I mean, I went to church. I just didn't go with them.
Well, you know, they have no proof unless you sent a photo. You know, Easter is a big holiday for them. And these gatherings, this is important. This is important family time,
I'll
Anna.
I'll never miss it again. Like, I don't know if they're trying to teach me
year.
A lesson. No. If they're teaching me a lesson, they've taught me. Victor, how about you? What was the event that you missed that your friends and family still won't let you live it down?
My son's first birthday.
Oh, no. Oh. I mean, that's your wife doesn't let you live that down.
Right. Well, I mean, it was a major work situation. And at that time, the position that I held, I was the only person that would have been able to handle putting that fire out. You know, what the funny part is, my son... Sir, you are 1 year old. You don't even remember that I wasn't there.
Right.
Why are you upset? Why are you upset, son? But the wife and the family, the immediate people around you, always kind of got something to say around the birthday. Like, it'll be nice to have you there. Well, come on, guys. That was 4 years ago.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, right. No, your mother-in-law is never going to stop on that.
Exactly. Never. So, yeah, that was the one. But, you know, I'll say this. No one cared when I came home with a nice bump in pay. No one cried then when they when they were able to go do a little extra shopping, you know. So, you know, that's all relative.
It's funny when it comes to work. When you choose work over your family, you're immediately the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times you have no choice because you have to fulfill your duties at work that give you the life that you have.
Yeah. How do you guys like these lights? How you like this heat, huh? Dad knocked that out for you.
Yep.
Yeah, and you like to eat every day, right?
Right, every day.
Nick, what event did you miss and your friends and family still not letting you live it down?
Yeah, I didn't think it was a big deal. My cousin, his daughter was graduating from high school and they had a party, but I had to work. And I was seeing the same family members with more family members the next weekend. But, you know, the next weekend when I gave the gift, I like kind of got an earful. Like, how dare I not go? And I'm like, I had to work. I mean, I know it was a weekend, but I had to work. And I apologize. I'm glad I'm seeing you all a week later. But they didn't seem to get it.
A cousin's daughter's graduation. Bro, if you're that worked up about it, don't invite me next time. Seriously. Come on. A cousin's
It was a house party,
graduation.
So I mean, it didn't cost them for a hall or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad about that, you know? So
I'm with you. Dude, a house party, it definitely imparts to me casual. This is a casual nature event, right?
Right, but also then he could have stopped up by it at any time.
Well, I would have maybe sent the gift beforehand.
Right.
So I would have maybe done that.
Yeah, my bad.
That
my
might
bad.
Have been a good call. But I mean, a week later.
Yeah. Louisa, how about you? What event did you miss that your friends and family are still mad about it?
I missed my flight home to see my sister get married.
Oh,
no.
That's nightmare fuel.
I was out drinking the night before. Yep.
Oh, it was your own fault.
It wasn't. Oh. Overslept. Yep.
I mean, I would have never told anybody that part of it.
I would have said my flight was canceled. They would have looked it up.
I mean, I would have never said I was out. No, I would have never done that.
Uber got a flat tire. I would have come up every lie in the book before I said I overslept.
My social media
drunk.
Was hacked. Mm-hmm. Right. Those are not my photos. Those are old. I don't know when that's from.
Oh, was your sister upset? I'm sure she was.
Of course.
She was. We've made amends, but yeah, it's still, I can tell it's still festering a little bit.
Yeah. Not having your sister at your wedding sucks. That's for sure.
You needed like a hospital discharge, get out of jail free card on that one.
Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Oh, mama.
Anna and Raven.
What did you do this week to earn your margarita? And of course we say margarita, but whatever fills your cup. A great Pilates class or maybe a cup of coffee with your best friend. Mommy's Margarita Friday is powered by Progressive Commercial Insurance. It can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.
1-800-330-9999. How about you, Jackie? What'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
I cleaned out my car, and if you're female, you know exactly what that means. That's an all-day activity. I deserve a margarita, a big one.
What's your process for cleaning your car, Anna?
Well, my husband has set up in our garage a large trash bin with a hefty bag inside that he takes out every Monday.
Uh-huh.
And I get out and I gather all the garbage and I throw it right in there. That's basically the extent of it. And then whenever he takes it for a car wash.
Oh, so good. So does he like vacuum it or whatever when he takes it?
Yeah, he does it. My husband's a neat freak.
One of the things that blew my mind is the first time I watched my wife clean her car. Same thing. You empty all the trash, all that stuff. But she's crazy, neat freak or whatever. She washed the interior with soap and water. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen. She just does the dashboard with a wet rag. The windows, everything with a wet rag. It's crazy to me. I'd never seen anybody do that before. I was like, where's the Armor All, the shine stuff or anything? She's like, no, that stuff is all bad for your car. She washed it with water.
Jacqueline, when you're cleaning out your car, what do?
I get all the stuff from the store. Like, I get the Armor All. Mm-hmm. I get the air freshener. I wipe down the seats. I wipe down all
it's
the
a spot day. Yeah, it's a spot day.
Yeah, it's really that. The windows, you have to get inside the vents because of the dust particles. So it literally is all day if I'm doing it myself.
I've never done any of all those things.
It's satisfying. It is when you do that. But I have not set aside the time to do that in many years at this point.
Right.
I used to have clean cars. No, not anymore.
Brianna, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
This week, I walked the dog post having food poisoning. So it was during that whole deal, and I still decided to walk the dog, and I was so proud of myself because the dog needed it.
When you don't feel good and it's time for the dog to get a walk, it's a lot. I mean, I've had more than one occasion where you're hungover and you just don't want to do anything. You don't want to just remove yourself from the house. It's enough. And you're thinking to yourself, how am I going to survive going to the door to get a pizza that's being delivered?
I mean,
but the dogs are looking at you. And they need their walk.
Food poisoning is a lot different than being hungover.
Listen, they both, you feel terrible. Well, all right? And you don't want to do anything. And any movement can cause you running to the bathroom.
Okay.
So in that regard, they're like cousins. All right?
All right. You enjoy your margarita.
Congratulations. You made it, and you did the right thing for your dogs.
I did. She loves me very much.
Hi, Linda. What'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
I had a tree company come and take two trees out, and I had to move a bunch of wood for 2 hours. Oh. So I am very sore today.
Yeah, that is rough. When you're moving the wood from tree cutting, I mean, it's big. You're lucky you were able to even push that stuff around. Some of the trees that we took on around my place, like, you needed a car to do it. It was crazy.
I didn't realize the first time I had trees removed that if you don't pay extra, they just leave it there.
Oh, yeah.
I had no clue.
But you know what? A lot of times, if you're somewhere near the curb and people can see your property, if you put a sign up, they'll come grab it.
Oh, yeah.
Because they burn it, yeah.
Well, congratulations, Linda. You did it. You accomplished it. You probably have thighs of steel right now from lifting all those things. You enjoy that margarita.
Thank you.
One couple.
He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make an excuse. She can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then you just have to decide who's right. Jeff and Pia. Pia, what happened?
Well, we were out to eat, and we got the wrong bill, and I don't think it's morally right to just accept the wrong bill and not do something about it. We should at least reach out to the restaurant and be honest.
So, wait a minute. So, what happened? So, you guys went to eat. You get the wrong bill, and why didn't you say something then? You were aware at this point, or what?
I personally was not aware until after the fact.
So, I guess that means, Jeff, you were aware that you got the wrong bill.
Ooh, Jeff, what happened?
Hey, look, you know, she ordered three hazelnut martinis. They're 16 each. It's an expensive, classy place. They dropped a check. It says $50. I just paid it. We left. Seemed like God was smiling on us.
Food-wise, did it have anything comparable to what you were eating? I mean, obviously, it's missing $45 worth of drinks.
Well, you know, I had the chicken. It wasn't exactly lobster thermidor, but it wasn't a cheap menu, and I just figure, you know, sometimes the universe is looking out for you. And
Jeff,
who
yes
are you
or
to
no?
question
yeah,
that?
Hold on, Jeff. Forget the universe looking right out of you. Did you know you had the wrong check?
Was it your check minus the drinks, or was it a completely different check?
I sort of didn't look too deeply into it.
I mean, now you both know. So obviously you looked when you got home. Was it your check or was it somebody else's check, Jeff?
It was definitely somebody else's, obviously.
Okay.
All right, so now the problem is do you reach out to the restaurant because you've made a moral decision, Jeff? You got the wrong check, you're going to pay the wrong check, and you're going to save
right
yourselves $100 or whatever it is, and Pia's mad about it.
She's very upset, right, but I figure if something unexpected like that happens, you got to roll with the punches here.
Is this a place that you go to often?
Yeah, it's a local spot, and, you know, I wouldn't call us regulars, but we like it.
All right, Pia, what do you want him to do?
He should give the restaurant a call and just let them know what happened. And then at that point, just leave it up to the restaurant to decide. If the restaurant doesn't want to or doesn't expect us to pay anymore, then at that point, that's the restaurant's decision. And at least we did our part. We made the effort. So that's just basically
and here,
what I think.
Here's my thing. If you park somewhere and you don't get a ticket, do you go tell the cops on yourself? I mean, I just don't see why we need to clean up this thing when it just happened and it's over.
Jeff has been preparing a line of defense.
I was going to say,
yeah.
I mean, he's hitting on something because Anna comes from a restaurant family, but also Anna plays parking roulette. I mean, this is going to be a real torrid situation for you here, Anna. What would you decide? I don't even know.
I've stopped playing parking roulette. If you're not familiar, I wouldn't pay for I would not pay for parking. And then if the cops caught me, I would happily pay the ticket. But I found that 9 times out of 10, they weren't catching me. And then I had 1 week where 3 times in a row
caught you every time.
Yeah. And it cost me like $120. And I was like, all right, like that's enough for parking roulette.
You know, I think that's the exact philosophy I'm applying to this situation where, you know, whatever happened, happened. No one caught it in the moment, and it's over. So why am I going to go back in time and revisit this when, in reality, we had a great experience there, and we'll be back?
Yeah,
yeah.
I
except
mean,
when you walk in, they're going to realize.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They knew the second you left the place. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you have to call the restaurant and let them know that there was a mistake and own up to it? What do you think? If you got the wrong check at a restaurant, and it was in your favor, like the amount was from a different table and it was significantly less than yours, would you fess up right away? Because Jeff didn't. He 100% saw the check, was like, this is like $100 less than it should be. Paid it, didn't say a word to his wife until they got in the car, and now Pia is mad.
Yeah, Pia's upset about this. I mean, they're not regulars, but they go to this place often enough. It's in their town, and she just feels like morally it's incorrect, right? And it's nice, you know, if you can save a little bit of cash here and there, but at what expense really for the future? I don't know, Anna. If this is a place that you're going to one time in your life, if this happened to you at an amusement park, what are you doing?
At an amusement park?
Yeah. Running out the door.
I guess.
Running out the door.
I don't know.
Grabbing your children and they're like, Mommy!
If I realized it at the time, I would speak up. If it was afterwards, I would let it go. But Pia doesn't want to let it go. She wants Jeff to call the restaurant and explain what happened. What do you think? Matt?
I'm on the guy's side. I'm with my brothers. We're going to school. We think this is ridiculous. Like, you can't be... Here's the thing, right? If they caught it, then they'd have to pay it, but they didn't catch it. It's like his wife is obviously not money-saving material here. That's all I'm saying.
You take the money and run, he says. Mm. Take the martinis and run.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
If you were given the wrong check at dinner and you knew it was the wrong check, but it was in your favor, would you just pay it, say nothing, get up and walk out the door? Or would you wave the waiter over and be like, I'm sorry, this isn't our check? Because Jeff paid the wrong amount, figured like he was getting a deal, and walked out the door. And now his wife, Pia's mad.
Yeah, I mean, it's an uncomfortable scenario, right? Anywhere that you would be. And this is one of their neighborhood places. They like to go here. They don't go here every day, but, you know, they go here often enough. You know, listen. If I'm at Disney and this happens, I probably pay it and tip my server extra and just walk out the door. But, you know, this is a place with real people, right? Like, there's not some mint. There's not some vault of gold in the back room where they just have endless amounts of cash. So somewhere that money is being accounted for.
What do you think? Would you fess up? Because now she wants him to call the restaurant and explain that there was a mistake and he would like to correct it. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I was thinking maybe the bartender gave them a break on the bill.
Yeah.
Sometimes bartenders will throw a few free drinks your way to, you know, solicit a tip. So, you know, why would you? I don't think they should go out of their way to go back to the restaurant.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. The drinks is one thing, but I specifically asked him whether or not the rest of the bill matched any of their food, and it didn't. It was clearly not their bill. So I'll tell you what. I mean, I don't know whether or not I call them up. But you're never getting a free drink there again. You can remember that because they're going to talk about it.
Right.
Hey, Dan, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on her side all day long. How do you know, like, if it's a fine dining, it's not a corporate restaurant or anything like that, even though, you know, corporate restaurants eat a lot. But a mom and pop, they don't eat a lot. The person serving them eats a lot. Mm. So how do you know that that server that took care of them and they had a great experience, you know, had to pay the rest of that bill in order to keep their job or something, you know?
Also, coming from a restaurant family myself, I will tell you that if we realize that this happened, we all know those people. We know who they are.
Sure.
We'll remember them when they come in next time.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're paying full price.
Right.
Yeah.
You're never getting a deal again.
You know what I mean?
Mike, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
I'm definitely on her side. Listen, karma is a real thing. It's one thing. If he accidentally paid it and didn't realize till after the fact, that's one thing. But he knew it was significantly less. And honestly, that just says a lot about his character. I just, I don't know. I think she's got to reconsider this relationship.
We're getting divorced because he took the wrong check and paid it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. The rest I agree with.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Yeah, our audience agreed with you. It's messed up. Jeff, you knew what you were doing. You made a mistake. Especially if you like the restaurant and you're going to go back, there's no problem just calling and be like, hey, we were there last night and we just realized going over the check that this wasn't our check and just offer. It makes you look like good people and I'm sure they'll be very appreciative.
I'm happy to call them if that's, you know, what Pia wants. I'll do it.
They may just be fine. It may be like, you know what, that was our mistake. You're good. We'll see you next time. And at least you were honest.
Right.
She's right. She's right.
All right. If you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash jackpot is $2,800. Hey, Madison, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Yeah, you got it. Good luck, Madison. $2,800.
I want to give you this money so bad it hurts inside, okay?
I play on my own and like in the car, you know, and I know it. And I'm like, now I'm going to be put on the spot and I'm not going to know this.
You'll do just fine. So Raven just walked out of here. You can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, despite all the Blake Lively controversy, the sequel to her movie with Anna Kendrick was released. What's it called?
A Simple Favor.
Number two, Elvis tops a ranking of the best singers who only needs to go by one name. He's followed by Prince at number two. The third one is the artist that names her albums after her age. Who is that?
Adele.
Number three, The Four Seasons is a new Tina Fey series remake of the 1981 film by Alan Alda. How many group vacations a year do the couples take with each other?
Oh, gosh. 4.
At number 4, what HBO show starring Jean Smart is about a stand-up comedian is back in the spotlight since season 4 began last month?
Hacks.
At number 5, George Clooney just received a Tony nomination for his play currently on Broadway. What's it called?
Oh, gosh. I don't know that one.
All right. You did great, Madison. Come on in.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for Madison. Number one, despite all the Blake Lively controversy, the sequel to her movie with Anna Kendrick is released. What's it called?
The sequel's called Another Simple Favor.
Right, it's Another Simple Favor, not A Simple Favor.
I don't believe all this stuff that she's all that bad. And you know what? Plenty of people are nasty when they work, and that's how you get good stuff.
I just want it to go away because I love Blake Lively. I don't know why there's so much hate around
like
it.
Like, there's mixed things about Anne Hathaway. There's mixed stuff about Angelina Jolie. How are you going to believe all this stuff? Why is it always about women, by the way?
Number two, Elvis tops the ranking of the best singers who only need to go by one name. He's followed at number two by Prince. And what artist, number three, that names all her albums after her age?
That'd be Adele.
Yes.
It's
number
arguable,
three.
But she's a good one.
Where's Cher? What?
Right. Where's Madonna?
Right.
How about that?
Yep.
Right. Rihanna. Beyonce.
Right. Number three, The Four Seasons is a new Tina Fey series remake of the 1981 film by Alan Alda. How many group vacations a year do the couples take with each other?
I'm just going to guess 4.
4 is right.
Yeah. I mean,
it's called
four
The Four Seasons. Woo! I mean, I don't know.
I mean, who can afford 4 vacations a year, though? Pretty nice.
Number 4, what HBO show starring Jean Smart is about a stand-up comedian is back in the spotlight since season 4 began last month?
Isn't that Hacks?
Yes. Number 5, George Clooney just received a Tony nomination for his play currently on Broadway. What's it called?
Good Night and Good Luck,
that's
right?
That's it. Madison, 5-3 today. It's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Okay, thank you. It's Madison, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $2,900, Anna.
Yep, Raven's going to be off on Monday, so that'll be the jackpot come Tuesday. Remember to sign up to play at annonraven.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.